WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8RVP, KA8LBF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Morning, Chris, KB8RVP.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. At least here we got sunshine coming up. How is it up your way?
Maybe cloud coverage, but the sun's trying to make it through. And it's 31 degrees for...
Yep, looks like it's going to be a cold spring, even into May. A couple weather guys I watch on YouTube, they go over the weather patterns and what's going on with the whole country. Yep, looks like it's still going to be fluctuating, cool weather. But it is what it is. Grass is green and growing fast. We can't even make it a week, but I did put weed and feed down. Try to keep the dandelions down. I think you said you did the same thing. So the grass is liking all the water we've been getting.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's definitely greening up. For some strange reason, the dandelions don't even look like they had taken a hit from it. They're not wilty or nothing. They're popping up everywhere. Somebody got a bad stash or what? They're spending that kind of money. So, I just might shoot Scott the text and give him the bag number and everything. And when I applied the weed and feed, see where that goes. It just seems pretty ridiculous for the price you pay for that, you know?
I used the Scotts too, and I put down two applications because the first one I put down, we just had a ton of rain. So I think it just went through the soil so fast. And the bag, I had enough to do it again, do the front and backyard again. And they seem to be, I mean, we have dandelions in the yard, but they're not really coming up in full bloom. So we'll see if it works.
I might have to do a second application. I got left over. Probably just enough to do the front yard. It's about 15,000 square feet. So. I don't know. They're like everywhere. I mean, not as bad as some yards, but. Usually you'll see them all wilted over. You know, they pop up, but they're all thick looking. So. Yeah, it's not as if I don't have more. I can throw more down. I even went two ways with it. I went back and forth one way and then up and down the other way, you know, covered it really good. I even mixed the bag up. I kept tossing it, you know, rolling it back and forth, and I opened it from the bottom up. I don't know. I thought it was kind of strange. Well, Monday I won't be on here. My wife's going in for a replacement knee surgery on Monday, so hope all that goes well. Wednesday I'm going to have to take her to her first physical therapy, and that's like at 10 in the morning, so I told my boss I'll still come to work, but I'll be late. And I said, take it or leave it, it's better than nothing.
Yep, you got to do what you got to do. Well, hopefully it all goes well. We had a neighbor in the back of our sub. I'd never seen her out walking. We walk all the time around the sub, and she showed us her leg. Said she had had replacement knee surgery, and she was out walking, getting it a little bit farther each day. And had a guy at work that had a double knee replacement at the same time. They did them both at the same time. Doctor didn't really want to do it that way, but that's what he wanted to do, and he was back to work in like 6 weeks. They couldn't believe how fast he was back up and working and walking, but his was really bad. He had to have injections in his knee all the time just to be able to come into work. So it was time. But he did great. KDLDS, KB8RVP. You say the surgery is this weekend or it's on Monday?
And they last for a few months. A couple of months, really. And then they were going to try this, like, gel stuff to squirt in there, but it got too close to her with her surgery, so they said, nope. Nope, you can't have anything. And then, no vitamins, no ibuprofen, no Tylenol, no nothing. So, weeks prior to it. Yeah, she's starting to walk like she got off a horse. Knees are like buckling out.
Yep, the one thing I take if I'm going to have surgery or something is vitamin D3 and K2. Regardless of whatever the doctors say. Always have a lot better outcome if you keep your vitamin D levels up. But hopefully it goes well. Did you say the surgery is on Monday?
She's the second patient, too. Lined up for surgery. Monday morning.
Okay, well, I wish her good luck, and it'll be worth it in the end. Surgery's never fun. There's always the recuperating, but once it's all done, should be good to go. What do they say, like 15 years on those?
Yeah. Probably depends on how much abuse you give them. Well, thank you. I'll tell her you're, she hopes that, I'll pass the words along to Kren, so. Yeah. That's what my daughter down in Livonia said. Aren't they going to do both knees? They do both knees here. My wife asked the doctor. He says, absolutely not. Excuse me. Sun's coming up and making me sneeze. So, yeah, hopefully everything goes smoothly. Just before our wedding anniversary, May 7th.
Well, if I remember, I think she's a school teacher, so this is a good time to get it done.
It is a good time to get it done, and that's how she pretty much planned it, so. When they're off during school, you know, everything will work out. And if everything goes well with this knee surgery, and then she'll plan the next one during the winter time when they're off. And she works in the kitchen. She's the head cook. Pretty busy in there.
KB at RVP? Yes, it is. Our neighbor next door was the head cook at the middle school here in town, and she worked the summer times a lot, too. They had programs for kids to get breakfast, or breakfast and lunch in the summertime. She even worked a lot of summers. She finally retired. I think she was 61 when she retired. 61 or 62. Now she loves spending time in her backyard. She has huge flower beds that she takes care of all summer and keeps her lawn mowed and flower bed out front as well. And she's got two brothers that are in nursing homes, so she's visiting them all the time, helping them out. So, keep them pretty busy.
LDF Friday, yeah. Well, that's good, though. You know, I mean, you don't want to sit around too much. It's all right to sit for a while, but not all day long. Yeah, it's a busy program. During the summer, like you say. All right, I'm here, and hope your day goes well. Hope my day goes smoothly too. Different car in the parking lot. Wonder who in the heck that is. You go through so many people here, it's ridiculous. All right. Well, take care. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. I'll talk with you later, and I'll let you know how her surgery comes out. I'll probably pretty much be at the hospital all day, I figure. going in at 10, so it probably won't start until 12. See what happens if they get straight up to walk right away, you know. So they're going to see how she does and balance and everything, and if she can't, then they keep her. So hopefully everything goes well. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, I'll be clearing your final.
Yeah, maybe somebody got a different vehicle, or maybe you got somebody new. Have to find out. Yeah, we went through a workforce reduction and lost two people, and my boss messaged me during the week and said one guy that's been helping us out part-time is coming over to our team full-time, and another guy that's on another adjacent team is coming over. So we're going to go from 8 people on my team back up to 10. We did have 11 at one point. And he said he wanted me to train the newest guy coming over and keep helping out the guy that's been helping us out part-time. And I'm working on a project. Started that yesterday. A new way we're going to be pushing out software to the computers. So they're keeping me busy. Have a good weekend. 73 KB8RVP.
There you go. You'll be busier than a one-eyed man at a burlesque show. All right, we'll catch you later. Have a good one. Yeah, it's not a new vehicle. This one looks like it's held together with dust paste from the Red Green Show. KB8RVP, KA8LD off. You got some super glue to go with that too, probably.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
W8VOX, test 12345.
CPT, anyone listening?
You're connected to CMN Network.
CPT clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KE8CEK.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8WSH listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-T-U-K.
What's up, Phil?
Giving the dog his pills and feeding him. I had to run out to the vets and get a prescription because the idiots aren't intelligent enough to call Myers and call it in like they've done once in the past when they screwed up.
Is this something Myers? Is he diabetic?
No, he's got congestive heart failure, so he's on four different scripts.
Gotta be kidding.
Yeah, he's on diuretics. He's on the same diuretics that Cheryl's family's on.
He's on my pill.
Yeah, he takes Lasix and Enapril and Pimobendan and, let's see, Spirolactone.
Oh.
He's been doing pretty good recently. He has his ups and downs. It's more trouble getting him to eat healthy, you know what I mean? The stupid thing is so particular. If I try to, like, squirt the medicine down and fill it with a little syringe, you know, crush it up and dissolve it in a little liquid, well, then it upsets the stomach, you know? So it's just a battle with the little guy. But he's been pretty good recently.
Yeah, you're having your signal's a little rough in the system.
Yeah, when you first keyed up, I get a lot of, there was issues with your signal as well. So I don't know if it's my end or your end or both.
I'm pretty good that time.
Where are you beheaded?
Leper right now. I go there and then I gotta go over to North Bank to pick up a kayak.
You're gonna yak with Kai, huh?
Good Kai.
I know it's only the first of me, but a little sunshine warmth would be nice.
I lost some keys last night, either due to the temperature or could be because the neighbors sprayed their lawn and all their trees for bugs.
Crap, man. How many did you lose?
No.
No copy of that. How many?
Two. I've had them sprayed before, and it looks, they look identical to then, but it was awful cold last night.
Right, yeah. Well, that sucks. Were their tongues sticking out?
I've been infected. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. While I was on the radio, but when I get in there and start looking at them, I'll figure it out. It's funny because right before I walked out there, I heard two guys talking about their yards for dandelions. I'm like, oh God, it is that time. So I probably only out a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, but it sucks, man. It's like, yeah, I mean, how the hell do you fight against that? We got idiots here. Cheryl is fortunate. She likes the Valentine's, but dandelions. I mean, there was a time when she probably would have bought into the whole kill every week in your yard nonsense, but I always let them be, you know. But we have neighbors around us that spray too. It aggravates the hell out of me at times.
It is what it is, you know. It's a blessing curse with a free will. those of us who aren't paying attention, you know, get big money for those giant apples, you know. $5 apples, you can't afford. So, get out on a piece of property somewhere way away from everybody. And have a garden, then I know what I'm eating. Rather than wormy apples, I mean, the bugs for eggs. At this point, I'm over it. I just, what do? Give up? Well, you can always eat wheat. You can always eat corn. And no fruits, vegetables. Oh, I don't know. They're hybriding those things, too, now. You don't need pollination. And for the western honeybee, that's the scourge you hear. It's just natural pollen. Anyways, and 10 other excuses. So, I don't know. I don't like eating, but I tolerate them. They're spraying up in the trees. Spraying straight up in the air. They got to put flags on the lawn, so kind of no denying that they spray it.
Yeah, it signal's real choppy. Any rate, I'm even outside, so I know I'm hitting that Flint. I should be hitting that Flint repeater, no problem. But, yeah, I mean, they're spraying all this stuff. Cheryl, and she gets right on it, you know, like all this, like, watermelon, seedless watermelons and all this stuff. She says, that's fake. That ain't even real. And she knows, too. She doesn't buy into all that crap either.
I'll try to plant them next year. Just threw them out, but I got some heirloom watermelons that get about 2 feet long. Started them in first because they're heirlooms from down south, but they make some humongous watermelons. They're tasty too. I don't like watermelons, but when you ripen them like that, I'll eat them.
Yeah, your signal's real bad. Maybe we should get off here for a bit until you're in a better area or something.
It is what it is. I got to set something up with a little more fuzz on it. Nuts. We're over here near here. It's rough. That the old site got knocked out. We're working on stuff. But, I'm only running like 10 watts, but I got a super gainer that is going in. I'd probably switch to the Bay City machine, I guess, and maybe do better. But yeah, we clear out, so I'll be back up there. Sure. I got to figure out what I'm going to see if I got ratchet straps to tie this kayak on with. I'll let you know what's on.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing. Getting ready for scan.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, November 8th. Whiskey Romeo Oscar Richmond, how copy?
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa from N8WRO Richmond, how copy? Nothing heard, N8WRO clear.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, clear.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, N8WRO, how copy?
N8WRO, you are full quieting into the repeater.
Good copy on you as well, up here in Richmond. Standby, I got one more radio to test, please. N8WRO.
Copy, standing by.
Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa from N8WRO testing on ICOM.
All right, that one is full quieting as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Good copy on yours again. Well, we're going to have...
All right, thank you very much, Al. I'll be just in the car listening.
Hey, Video Z. Hey, while we're at it, can I get a radio check here, please, too?
Hey, Roger, Roger. You are full quieting also. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
88 MP from N8VDZ. Thank you very much. Put the go kit in the car and doing some testing. I'm just leaving my home right now and gonna have some fun for a few minutes and do some testing. So thank you very much. N8VDZ standing by.
You're welcome. Doing the same. I just put my mobile unit in my car. Got some extension cables for it so that. Main is sitting underneath the seat, and I've got this head end sitting up on front here. And I'm going to test my ATF equipment, make sure that's all ready to go with Windmike. So I'll be listening.
Sounds like a good plan going.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
N8VDZ, N8VDZ, this is N8WRO Richmond.
N8WRO, this is N8VDZ.
Mike, I got a request on 800 if you could contact unit number 7, Sean, on 800 when you have time.
When you say 800, are you talking about the new radio?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Copy that, will do. I am currently at the farthest I can possibly be from our repeater to the west and south. How's my signal here?
So actually, Mike, really good signal. I'm in downtown Richmond, 32, just north of 32 on M19 at the fire station. And, of course, I'm receiving from Mount Clemens for the 7.2 and transmitting about 2 blocks away. So it's going to work, especially if we have FBI buddied up.
Yeah, and I'm on the one, I'm not sure if I'm going through the Warren link. I am not on FBI at all. I'm just on the 147.2 is where I'm at.
Copy that. Good signal. Go ahead and give Sean a call on the other. I think they wanted to get a hold of you to, I don't know, push an update to the radio, I guess. N-8-W-R-O, after you, sir.
Copy that. Will do. I'm going to be going to Sean, so I will be standing by. N-8-D-D-Z.
K-E-8-L-A-X Mobile.
K-E-8-L-A-X, N-8-W-R-O, Mobile, Richmond.
N-8-W-R-O, are you able to TX?
Copy, will do. N-8-W-R-O, clear.
K-E-8-L-A-X, clear. KF8-FTS, monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN network.
Papa, Delta 8, my Papa, testing backup radio.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike, Papa, N8WRO, City of Richmond. A little light on the audio on that one, but perfectly readable. How copy? Copy what you said, but on that last one, you went in and out, so it degraded quite a bit.
Yeah, copy. I'm in St. Clair Shores, and it's going to break on 79.
Understood. St. Clair Shores. It was partially readable, about 80% last copy. N-8-W-R-O. I'll be clear after you, Dave. Have a good one.
KD-8-O-O-E.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO. This is KFAFGS calling.
NAWRO Richmond. Go ahead, David.
Yes, good afternoon, Tim. Sorry to bother you. I'm ramping up the programming for all the frequencies we're going to need, you know, the ones that Mike said with the Bravos and the Alphas and the Deltas. And there's something that I'm just slightly confused about when it talks about, you know, the tone. He's got two tones listed, an R tone frequency and a C tone frequency. I'm unfamiliar with those terms. I'm figuring the first one is, you know, our transmit frequency, but with the R, I'm not sure. I don't know if you've seen that code plug, but I'm a little confused. If you could enlighten me.
Hey, Mike, I got in there. We actually did have this question, I'll turn it over to Mike after this. But so that is not a receive tone. That is a repeater tone. So the first one is indeed the repeater. The second one we're not using. It's usually like 88.5 or something, but basically you're receiving without a tone. But let me see if I got that right. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It is Baofeng nomenclature. I've only seen it on Baofeng. And that code plug is specifically a Baofeng code plug. And it is, the first one is your normal CDCSS. The second one, the C in CDCSS for Baofeng for the second one is a compress. I don't know what it means, but every Baofeng I've owned, when I buy it, you know, it's got a bunch of frequencies tuned into it already. And you pull those off and put in what you want, and they have always been set to, I think it's 88.5 or whatever that is at. So I've always just left it there, but never had any problem with it. This cup plug has been used on about, 15 or more radios now, and it's just working. So the first one is actually the tone for the repeater, though. Over.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a little bit different than I've got the Baofeng 5RM model, and it's a little bit different. And the DM32 is different also, this code. So I'm just putting them all in manually. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. KF8FGS, quick monitoring. And the UV5RM, the M version, it's a little bit different.
Copy that. I have an AR5RM, and I could have given you a code plug for that, but I don't have a UV5RM, so... can't help you there. Sorry about that. But you know what you could do is just to, you know, download what's on your radio right now, and then export that to a CBS file in Chirp, and then just to compare and contrast, and just throw the correct field into the correct one that your CBS file you just created. And that will port right back into your radio. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't have quite enough bearing grease for that one. So, and I'm a little unfamiliar with that, with all those steps. So, I'm nearly done. I'm just going to go ahead and quick finish up, put them in manually. I'm not going to put in the administrative frequencies. I'll do everything but those.
Yeah, copy that. I wish I could make it easier for you, because I find it tedious and painful to manually program but good job. You get extra cookies for that. If there's anything you need me, I'll be standing by on your time.
Yeah, well, I've learned that I appreciate all you've done here, just listing them out, but I've got the three radios, and the Anyphone doesn't do chirp, so it's got its own, so I had to manually do that one. The UV32, I was able to download that off of the website, and the UV5, and that's different, and chirp doesn't work on that one either, and then the Baofeng UV5RM, I was able to figure that one out. So thank you very much. It's KF8FTS. Clear. 73. Both of you.
73.
All right, guys. 73. NAWRO. I'll be clear as well.
NAWRO, NAGVR.
NAWRO, go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Tim, I'm getting a lot of noise on this WA8NAC this morning. How do I sound? Do you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, you're perfectly readable. There's a little VHF hiss in the background there. Although, then again, I'm sitting in my driveway. So I'm getting the signal from Mont Clemens, so it's not on the base. But in any event, Brian, you're perfectly readable. And then remember, it's going to be dealer's choice tomorrow because they're going to be joined. So if you want to do UHF, it's your option.
I only got part of it, but I think I got most of it. I'm having a real problem here with the noise today. Okay, thanks for watching. 73 NAVDRL.
Yeah, 73s, Brian. Maybe I'll catch you on the base in a little bit. But for now, NAWRO. I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Testing.
connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE Mobile.
It's just WATOD.
Is anyone monitoring that can tell me which repeater? Well, I guess it's all linked. You can't tell me what repeater is it.
KF8GFL monitoring.
KF8GFL, this is KF8FQN.
Hey, how's it going today?
Going good. I finally decided to hop on the radio after not being on it for a whole week. How was your day, Ben?
Going pretty smooth so far. Just wishing it was a little bit warmer today, but man, I'll take it. No rain so far. How's it going for you?
Yeah, I'm tired of that weather, that rain and the sleet and stuff. Just gets old after a while.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you for asking. And, hey, what kind of radio are you talking on?
I am on a Baofeng 5R Mini.
Oh, really, Ben? Yeah, you're coming in really clear. You must be close to the repeater, then.
Just on your radio. Yeah, I'm probably only a couple hundred yards away right now.
Okay, so you're within walking distance of the repeater. That's crazy.
You're a KF8, so you must have been licensed recently, huh? Just like me.
Yep, got my license on January 22nd of this year.
Right on. Well, that's great. You can beat me by a couple of months. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when did you get your license?
I don't know. Sometime in late March, so a month and a half ago, probably.
Okay, well, that's awesome. How are you liking the hobby so far?
I like it pretty good. I like to participate in some nets. There's a Mid-Michigan traffic net that I hit the repeater in Millington for. I like that one. And there's one over in Avoca, Michigan, down by Port Huron that I like to participate in. I started out with a GMRS license. I hit that repeater here as well sometimes, but normally I'm on the naval repeater. So I like that so much, I figured I'd better do some studying and get technician. So here we are.
Amen, yeah. I'm glad you're liking it. I am as well. Also, I'm running an Anytone radio. It's 778, I think. Like, yeah, it's 778. Well, that's good you're enjoying the hobby. I feel like there's a lot of people getting licensed this year, which is good.
That is really good. I've been looking at the Anytone 778 as well. Might have to hit that one up one of these days. Kind of been looking at the BTEC. I think it's called the UV50 Pro. Has the screen on the mic rather than the head unit. I was thinking about that one too, but there's a lot of good radios out there for good prices, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely is. I got this any tone, 778 gifted to me by Joe, N-A-H-A-T. And he gave me that Diamond X50, which is, that's what I'm using right now. That's not on the top of my roof and stuff, but, yeah, it's really budget-friendly radio, you can say. Get a lot of bang for your buck, and, I like the LCD display on it, and the audio quality of the radio.
Yeah, it sounds real clear and real good. Yeah, nice, good choice.
Yeah, I actually just switched to mid-band in order to come in clear in the big theater. If I use narrow, obviously it's quiet. If I use wide, I'll start cutting out really bad. I don't know why, but yeah, mid-band seems to work the best.
Yeah, very interesting. I think that's what's one cool thing about this hobby is just trying to figure things out, learn things from people, and try some things. I just recently got a antenna analyzer, just a cheap one, and that's been pretty interesting, learning about SWR and some other things, trying to dial things in a little bit closer.
Yeah, you're lucky. I need to get one. Like one of those SWR meters or antenna analyzers. That would be a nice thing to have for this radio, my HTs.
Just for identification, this is KF8 GFL.
KF8F, you're ready. But, do you have any other radios? Was that foul thing like your first radio?
My first ham radio was a Baofeng UV-17 Pro GPS, and I really like it, too. Being able to send your GPS coordinates is just an option. Has FM radio on it as well, and a flashlight. I don't know, those little things are kind of interesting, but I have a mobile GMRS radio. It's a BTEC GMRS 50 Pro, and I have an antenna mounted to the hood of my truck on a ditch light bracket, so that works out really good. Yeah, and I think I have a Baofeng GMRS dedicated, I can't remember, it's called a UV5G, I think, or something like that. So, yeah, I got a few, just nothing real fancy, but lets me hang out on there, I guess, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, it's ratio two. I've got a second tone. That's a GMR HP. It sends out the GMRS. Not GMRS, GPS coordinates on the GMR stuff. I think it's from things like GF Packet Radio, which is I don't really like. It's kind of cool how you can do that. But, yeah, I really love the brand Baofeng and stuff. And, the first radio, that's probably a pretty fancy radio, for the first radio. And yeah, I'm glad you like it. Never heard of it, but I'm assuming it's a good radio by the sound of it.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's just one of those budget things, I guess. If I ever decided, or you probably know this, once you spend a lot of money and get something really nice, you probably like it better, but this is fine for now. I just would love to do some traveling, and I thought GMRS would be a good backup communication in case we didn't have cell, doing overlanding and that type of thing, maybe out of state. So that was the whole driving force, and then, man, you get to meet some people and learn some new things, so I guess that's where it progressed from there.
That's kind of, yeah, so it's not a big thing about this hobby. yeah, learning a lot of things, and you can put these skills with ham radio and other stuff, like, I don't know, like, plugging in antennas, your TV, stuff like that. That's not a reason why I like it. Hey, are you looking, one day again to HF?
Yeah, I would love to be able to do HF. It's just the time commitment and the location for antennas and stuff just isn't on my side right now. So pretty busy with work and family and stuff. So I guess someday maybe I'll get into HF. How about you? Are you interested in that?
Remote ham radio, you can, like, connect to remote HF stations around the nation. I normally use the one in Houston, Pennsylvania, I think, and I got a free youth account, and I use an HF there. I made contact from Puerto Rico, Brazil, Argentina, I wish I can see my, my log book right now. I think there was one from Slovenia. That was another one. And things like that. I'm looking to get an HF rig though, but yeah, I'm really into HF and stuff. Running for my dentist actually right now.
Outstanding, outstanding. That's good news. Yeah, it's really fun. You talk to people all over the world like that. Wow. Yeah, you might as well study for the general and extra. Why not? It's good for your brain. There's no doubt about that. I just learned the technician stuff on YouTube. I listened to a guy out of a Kentucky Colonels Club in northern Kentucky, just outside of Bowling Green area, I think. And I watched his videos, and that's my learning style, is kind of watching videos. If I just had to read it, I probably wouldn't pick it up very well, but my learning style is sitting in a classroom, I guess, that type of situation. So between that, the study guides online and flashcards and stuff, it was a good experience. I studied and watched the videos for 2 weeks, then took the test and did the test online, so that was cool. Where'd you take your test?
Hey, I'm actually trying to find where I took my test. Well, W5YI, maybe. I know it says the W5, but I think they're in Kentucky as well. Or maybe Tennessee. I'm pretty sure they were in Kentucky. Yeah, I did it online. Like a Zoom call. That's how I took my test.
Yeah, right on. Well, I'm at my destination. It sure was nice talking to you. Maybe I can reach you again sometime. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep learning. Keep reaching out to people around the world. It's pretty exciting. And I'll be clear after yours. KF8 GFL.
I was good on talking to you as well, and yeah, W5YI is right, and there is a Tennessee Valley Sim team. But yeah, I'm glad to meet another new ham, and I hope the best for you and your whole journey on the on the hobby and stuff. And you have a good rest of your evening. This is KF8 FG1.
KB8OE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Monitoring.
W8DOD, good copy.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
DOD testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KDADIX on the Durand, repeater. KDADIX, mobile and monitoring.
Hello.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.